Stories from Skill Book 3 of Laubach Way to Reading, continued. Side D.
Lesson 18. Camping in October. New words. Joan. Lake. Camp. Shore. Over. Rain. Made. End. Close. October. Oak. Weekend. Wear. Heavy.
Let's go camping this weekend, said Joan to her mother. There is a state park at Green Lake. It's on Shore Road. We can rent a boat there. Fine, said Mrs. Oak. I think that camping in October is fun. What shall we take to eat? Let's see. We'll need coffee, apples, cheese, eggs, and a loaf of bread. Shall we take any meat? No, we'll go fishing, Joan told her mother. We can roast fish over a fire. Wear old clothes and bring a heavy coat. It's cold at the lake in October, and sometimes it rains. On Saturday, Joan and her mother loaded the back end of their truck. They loaded their tent and two sleeping bags into the truck. They loaded other things that they needed. Mrs. Oak and Joan were on the road by 7 o'clock. Mrs. Oak was wearing old clothes and her husband's heavy hunting coat. Joan was wearing old clothes and a heavy coat. They got to Shore Road at 8 o'clock. The state park was at the end of the road. After they put up their tent, Mrs. Oak went to rent a boat. Joan cut the loaf of bread and made cheese sandwiches. The two women spent the day fishing on the lake. At the end of the day, they each had 6 fish. When they got to the shore, Mrs. Oak made a fire and Joan cleaned the fish. Joan roasted the fish over the fire. While Joan was roasting the fish, Mrs. Oak made coffee and toast. She cut some bread from the loaf and toasted it over the fire. After dinner, they watched the fire for a while. Then they got into their sleeping bags and went to sleep. The next day, it rained for a while. After it stopped raining, the two women fished again. Then they went for a boat ride on the lake. This has been a nice weekend, said Joan. Let's go camping again when Dad is home. Do you think that you and Dad can go next weekend? Yes, I think so, said Mrs. Oak. Your dad will like camping at this lake in October. The next story is from Lesson 19, page 103.
Lesson 19. Stuck in the snow. New words. Slowly. Below. Wind. Side. your, yellow, zero, sand, ice, onto, ahead. It is snowing and the wind is blowing. It is 5 below zero. The wind is blowing so hard that it feels much colder. It feels like 40 below zero. There is snow and ice on the road. Sam is on his way home from hockey practice. He is driving his father's car. Sam knows that he must drive slowly in the snow. It is snowing so hard that Sam cannot see the road. He follows the lights of the car ahead of him. The wind blows snow onto Sam's car windows. Sam stops by the side of the road. He cleans the snow and ice from his windows. A yellow car passes Sam. It is not going slowly. The yellow car throws more ice and snow onto Sam's windows. Sam cleans his windows again. He is driving very fast, Sam thinks. He is going so fast that he will miss the turn up ahead. Sam gets back in his car and drives slowly. When he comes to the turn in the road, he sees the yellow car again. It is on the side of the road. It is stuck in the snow and ice. Sam stops to help the driver. The man says, "I'm stuck and I don't know what to do. I have a bag of sand in my car," says Sam. "I'll throw some sand under your wheels." Sam throws sand under the wheels of the car. Then Sam tells the man to rock the car. "Drive ahead a little, then drive back," he says. "Then drive ahead a little more. Make a path in the snow." But the man does not know what to do. "Here, let me show you," Sam says. He gets into the man's car on the driver's side. Sam shows him what to do. Sam rocks the car and gets it onto the road again. The man says, "You're not very old, but you know a lot. Thanks for showing me. If this ever happens again, I'll know what to do." Sam says, "It's no fun to get stuck when it's below zero. I was glad to help you. If you're going my way, you can follow me. Follow the lights of my car." The next story is from Lesson 20, page 109. Lesson 20. At the Department Store. New words. War. Fourth. Than. What's. Sport. Floor. Want. Cheapest. Shirt. Porter. Most. Salesperson. Sleeve. Close. Steve was hurrying up York Street. He was on his way to Porter's department store. Porter's was on the corner of York Street and 4th Street. Steve's friend David was at the corner. "What's the hurry?" David asked. "I have to buy a sport shirt before the store closes," Steve said. "I wore my brother's best sport shirt last night, and I tore it. I tore the sleeve on the car door." "One time, I wore my father's shirt and tore it," David said. "He's still angry that I wore his shirt." "I want to buy another shirt like my brother's before he gets home," said Steve. "I'm in a hurry. See you later." Steve looked at a sign on the first floor. It said that men's clothes were on the 4th floor. Steve hurried up to the 4th floor. He went to the men's department. "I want a yellow shirt with short sleeves," he told the salesperson. "The shirts with short sleeves are over there," said the salesperson. Steve picked up a red shirt with short sleeves. It cost $14. A green shirt cost $20. "That one costs more than the red one, but it's a better shirt," said the salesperson. "And this yellow one is Porter's best sport shirt," he added. Steve was thinking, "The best shirt will cost the most." And he was right. The yellow shirt did cost the most. It cost $30. "I have $40, Steve was thinking. "The green shirt is cheaper than the yellow one, and the red shirt is the cheapest. But I will have to buy the one that costs the most. The yellow shirt is like my brother's. The store is going to close," the salesperson said. "Do you want to buy anything before it closes?" "Yes," said Steve. "I'll take the $30 shirt. Here is $40. Steve got back some change from his $40. He picked up the shirt and hurried to the corner. On the bus, he was thinking, "It cost me $30 to wear a shirt one time. I'll never wear my brother's clothes again." The next stories are from Lesson 21, pages 115 through 117. Lesson 21. Number 1. The Ring That Was Stolen. New words. Broke. Stole. One day in October, a police officer phoned Tony Romano. "This is Officer Roberts," she said. "I came to your home when someone broke into it. We think that two men stole your things. We think that we have both men." Tony said, "Did you find my old gold ring?" "I hope so." The officer told him, "Come to the police department and we'll show you a ring. We think that it is yours." Tony asked, "Did you find my sofa and other things?" The officer said, "No, we don't have them yet. If we find anything, we'll let you know." After a while, Tony got his gold ring back. But he never got back the other things that were stolen. Lesson 21. Number 2. Joe quit smoking. New words. Quit. Morning. Won't. Instead. The morning after the fire, Joe Stone quit smoking. "I'm throwing my cigarettes away," he said. "I won't start another fire in my home." His wife Rose was glad. She wanted Joe to live many more years. She didn't like smoke in her eyes and nose. She didn't like the smell of smoke in her clothes. But it was hard for Joe to quit. "I have been smoking for 40 years," he said. "If I quit, I won't have anything to do with my hands." Every morning, Joe wanted a cigarette when he woke up. But he got up and made toast instead. He wanted to smoke when he was home alone. But he painted his boat instead. Joe wanted a cigarette every night before he went to sleep. But he kissed Rose instead. One morning, Joe told Rose, "I have not smoked for 4 months. I won't ever smoke again." Lesson 21. Number 3. The End of a Cold Night. New words. Forget. Young. Jones. When Bob Jones got stuck in the snow and ice, Sam helped him get his car onto the road again. Then Mr. Jones followed Sam's car. At the corner of Oak and Shore Roads, both cars stopped. Sam opened his window and yelled, "I'm turning here." "Can you find your way alone?" "Your brother's home is 2 miles ahead." "It's at the end of the road." "Don't forget to drive slowly." Mr. Jones yelled back, "I won't forget. Thanks a lot. You're a fine young man." At his brother's home, Mr. Jones told his story. "I was stuck in the snow. The wind was blowing hard, and it was below zero. A young man stopped to help me. I will never forget that young man. He saved my life." Lesson 21. Number 4. A Shirt Story. "Where is my yellow sports shirt?" Tom asked his brother. Steve said, "I wore it last night, and I tore it on the car door." "What?" said Tom. "You tore my best shirt." "I wanted to wear it tonight." "Don't be angry," said Steve. "I got you another one at Porter's department store. See, it's yellow and it has short sleeves just like yours. It cost me $30. "Oh," said Tom, "I got my shirt on sale. It was cheaper than this one." "You're not a bad brother. You can wear my sport coat if you want to." "No thanks," said Steve. "I'm going to a party this weekend, but I'll wear my old coat." The final story is from Lesson 22, page 119.
Lesson 22. A Family from Cuba. New words. Hugo. Garcia. Studied. Speak. Cuban. Citizen. Forward. Wait. Union. Florida. Became. Band. U.S. Hugo and Rosa Garcia came from Cuba with their 3 sons. The Garcia family came to the United States with other Cuban refugees. The Cuban refugees came to the United States for a better future. They looked forward to a better future for their children. They wanted to be United States citizens. The refugees came from Cuba on a boat. They came to Florida. At first, they lived in a refugee camp. A family in Union Park, Florida, became friends with the Garcias. They helped the Garcias find a place to live in Union Park. They helped Hugo and Rosa find jobs. Hugo was a music teacher in Cuba. He wanted to teach in the United States. But he didn't speak English very well. So Hugo got a job in a band. The band played on weekends. In the mornings, he cut grass and cleaned buildings at a university. Rosa got a job in a snack shop. At first, she didn't know the words on the menu, so she had to work in the kitchen. The Garcias had to work very hard, but they looked forward to a better future. Rosa studied the words and prices on the menu. When she learned to read the menu, she got a better job. She waited on tables at the snack shop. Rosa liked to wait on tables. She liked to speak English with the people that came in. Hugo got into a union. In the union, he got more money than he did before. He played in a bigger band. The Garcia's sons looked forward to going to a university. They worked part-time and saved their money. Later, each of them studied at a university in Florida. The Garcias had to wait 5 years before they became U.S. citizens. They became fine citizens. This read-along tape is produced and copyrighted by New Readers Press. Any reproduction without written permission is strictly prohibited.